Music's supposed to be happening right now, but it doesn't seem to be. So, we're just going to talk. I had that all queued up and ready to go.
That was, remember when I said 3 minutes ago, hey, you have the music queued up, and you said,
oh,
yeah.
I know what it is. Did you not turn up the... Oh, I know what I did. We're going to start the show over again. So, it's 30 seconds. So, if you're listening and talking, shut up.
For wanting to be free, I just wanted you to know.
Swiss told me let the beat rock.
You know what this is. This is Point of Order.
For all my South Side niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
Goddamn!
I made that bitch famous.
With this guy. It's
for all the girls that got kicked from Kanye West.
Well, if you see him, I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
That's Jason Bogdan. Dylan
Hall.
I'm
Jason
Hall.
Bogdan,
welcome.
By the way. Welcome to the show. Alongside me, in the absence of
the human mannequin,
McGrath. Better known as the Irish Curse, Stephen McGrath. Who is at a wedding today? We have with us.
I'm honored to be sitting in his chair.
Well, he's honored, but his name is Dylan Hall.
Yeah.
Just, we gave you that cue, and you're already.
I didn't want to.
You already
take it.
Ruined when our
I put,
show.
Yeah.
When I
it's
put
over.
My hand on
That's
your shoulder,
what I'm here for.
I mean, say your name.
Yeah. No, I don't. I feel like if you don't know, then now
you
know.
Nope. Okay. Here's Linda Peralta.
Hello.
She's here as well. She's always gonna be here. Until till one of us cheats on each other.
That's fair.
So
that's fair.
We're going to start off where we have to start off because it's the biggest story in America at the moment, and it's clogging up my Facebook feed. So maybe if I talk about it, the millions of you who follow me and listen to the show will stop showing me his face. Rock Turner. Man's a rapist.
Legitimate.
A legitimate rapist.
Convicted, yeah.
Convicted. Well, I think he was convicted of sexual assault, but we all know
that's
raped
rape.
That woman.
Yeah.
And what happened at Stanford University is one of the most egregious things that could possibly happen is putting athletics before the law and before human life.
But what amazes me in your amazement of this is not the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, when the evidence was like, I don't know what happened to it. Like this happens constantly.
Yeah, but she also withdrew.
She was a question. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
She withdrew her testimony as okay. It was consensual.
Yeah, but that was after how many months passed that like well, it's not that serious. We're not going to investigate.
Well,
it.
I mean, Florida
clearly was paid off.
Florida State paid her off.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But nobody's paying this person off, and they tried to sweep it under the rug, which is. The thing, they didn't want anybody to hear about it, and they sort of did sweep it under the rug because we only just heard about it, what, a month ago, maybe?
Yeah, it's scarier to me that this happens and gets covered up in college more so than on the big stage because you're seeing precedences with, you know, like the Ray Rices of the world, but now you got these college kids that just now think it's okay to do things like this because there's no consequences. I mean, thankfully the U.S. national swim team put a ban on this kid, but... Other than that, there's, you know, he gets a jail sentence reduced. How does that happen?
Well, college sports is huge business. I mean, obviously sports in general. But college sports, they don't even pay the athletes, right?
I mean,
so
no.
You really got to keep that money flowing.
If you look at the bigger colleges, like, and where the weird situations seem to be happening, like the Stanfords and the Ole Misses and Mizzou and all those places...
Yeah.
It's where football is king,
football.
And therefore a college coach is looked at as like, you don't mess with him, don't mess with the team, don't, you know,
and
therefore.
It's predominantly Penn State.
Yeah.
I mean, but
well,
that's
that
the coach.
That came
that's
out
the
a
coach,
bit
too. That's one of the,
too.
And they, but they did try to
yeah,
sweep
no,
it
no,
under
but it's the same thing is what I'm saying is that, like, you talk about those big college programs. He was a legend.
But they're little towns.
And the town doesn't want it exposed either.
And
there's
still
they
people
don't care.
That still don't think he did
they
anything.
Swear
and
by
Joe,
it.
You know,
yeah.
And you know what's funny? Like those Penn State apologists too. They believe that that's what killed Joe Paterno. No, being 95 killed Joe Paterno. One, and he died with a lie on his lips too, because he didn't tell anybody what the fuck actually. Because you know he knew.
Yeah,
he knew.
Well, it's great. Everybody's like, oh yeah, Joe knew everything about the program, and then it's like, oh, Sandusky was touching all these children.
I didn't know about that.
Hey, how was Joe supposed to know?
How was the coach supposed to know everything in this program?
Yeah, because only my right hand man, no pun intended, personally. But you know what I'm saying.
Or your left hand man, to be anatomically correct.
Thank you, Seth.
No problem.
But when you look at this whole Brock Turner situation, and everybody's saying, oh, he should be raped in jail. And while it's like the Code of Hammurabi thing, an eye for an eye. I think of Wayne Quillis when I think of the Code of Hammurabi. Wayne Quillis, if you're out there and you're still kicking, we love you.
If he's out there and he's still kicking, call in.
Yeah, Wayne Quillis. What's the number? 718-928-9732. Wayne Quillis, high school history teacher. Call in. So,
when raped in prison is what you were getting at.
Yeah, and I don't think it, because that's glorifying more rape. You know, that's the idea. But he's in county jail, and if you've ever been to county jail, you will know that no one is getting raped in county jail because no one wants to go to federal prison for raping someone in county jail. He'll get it on the outside. He'll get it from somewhere on the outside.
You hope so.
And in 3 months.
He'll get it on the inside.
He's out in 3 months. He's not even full six.
No, I know.
What was the full sentence? 6 months?
Yeah. 6 months.
Seriously?
And the idea that this guy Persky or Pesky, whatever the fuck the judge's name was, is a Stanford alumnus? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, Pa Dukes goes and
talks
and then to everybody.
20 minutes of action. Yeah. Well, what is wrong with that guy? The apple, it's clearly a square apple on that tree that just goes straight up and not out. I mean...
He's not gonna get raped in prison, but he's definitely gonna get his ass beat.
When he comes out on the street, he's gotta be in like some sort of protective custody or just out of the country.
He will be. He's an upper class white kid. That is protective custody.
Well, that's a good point.
No one's very gonna good. Touch him. Very
good. All right, Steve, you're fired. That point was the best thing anybody ever said.
Sorry,
on the show.
Sorry,
we're switching out our upper white crust man for this guy.
So moving on from Brock Turner, even though it's everybody's...
You could take an entire...
Take
day,
a whole deal doing this. Yeah. But we lost a lot of people this week. We lost Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey. I don't watch hockey. I never really did watch hockey. Dylan is...
I love hockey.
Dylan's a big hockey nut job.
Yeah.
I personally don't think it's a sport, but that's okay.
I probably have Canadian blood.
I think it's a sport, just one that I don't watch. It's sort of like volleyball, like beach volleyball to me.
I like volleyball. Exists.
Beach volleyball, like...
I enjoy beach volleyball.
Yeah, no,
I don't like. I wouldn't watch beach volleyball.
No, I don't play it.
Just like, I like watching hockey live.
Okay.
But not paying more than free to watch hockey live.
Yeah. That's how you feel about most sports. Actually.
No. I'll pay three bucks for the Mets.
Yeah. What's your ceiling
for the Mets
for a Met game?
$16-$17.
World Series game.
The television.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
That's generally my ceiling.
I had to hear like a crazy amount of like. Because he bought the tickets to the Yankee game, the Yankee Met game last year, and he was having like a fit. Because I think, I don't even know, what, $60?
$75 a ticket. At Yankee Stadium to sit in the back row next to
you, next to
Raul.
You were parking the cars?
Yeah, it was horrible.
He was so angry.
Yeah, we often will ask me and Steve, Joey, you want to go to the game? How much are the tickets? $22.
$22
to go to the game?
When you were a kid, though, what was it, $5 and you could get these?
You know, a Pepsi can for free.
Yeah, the Pepsi port, that was the best
Pepsi,
thing.
Picnic area.
Now they don't have any picnics, they have no areas.
No, there's no
They have
picnics.
The Hyundai Club where you pay $2,000, you get slapped in the face with a hot dog, and you get tossed out like Krusty the Clown.
It's still a lot cheaper than Yankee Stadium, though.
Which is amazing. That's so amazing. She just paid $300 for four tickets to a Yankee game.
See a losing team?
Wait, what?
They're at 500. Yeah.
That's a losing
team. For 300 section tickets. And that's through Ticketmaster.
Wait, you're saying Yankee tickets are cheaper than Mets tickets?
No, they're more expensive.
No, more expensive.
Oh,
no, okay.
Well, it's
a tourist trap. It's like Broadway.
It is.
It's like the Yankees are like the Lion King of baseball.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I would wish I could go to more games, but I can't. It's
we want to send out an editorial correction to our listener base. Last week was not the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
It's today.
We apologize for all of our pomp and circumstance from last week. Happy Puerto Rican Day to those celebrating.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm going to build a wall around that little
song. How do I call in? Ruben, you pick up your phone and you call 718-928-9732.
Ruben, we got wrestling to talk about. You got to call in.
Ruben, call in. If you call in, I can
put you on air.
Put you on air. Yeah, I'll press the button for you.
I tried to watch that Jake the Snake thing, by the way.
It was great.
You didn't like it?
I didn't, because I felt like the introduction summed up the entire thing and took 25 minutes before it even came up with the title screen.
But that's the idea. The man is...
No, I get it, but that was...
Here's Ruben. Hold on.
Ruben.
Ruben, I think you're on. Are you on? No, wait a minute. Ruben, you're on.
Did somebody say Raul?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You heard, sorry, you heard your name and you came calling.
How are you, Raul?
I tune in for fucking 15 seconds, and your racist piece of shit ass is going...
Yeah.
And saying Raul.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know how to make the phone call louder.
Well, I think the thing that's important to understand is that Raul was not associated with you in any way.
No.
That was the guy at Yankee Stadium in the bleachers.
When I paid $75 to see the Mets lose to the Yankees because John Neese was a piece of shit that game.
Just
that's
game.
What we're talking about. So
and
Ruben,
John Neese just beat the Mets as a Pirate, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. He did. But hey, he's still a piece of shit. Doesn't
Ruben,
change the
who's
fact.
Who's going to win the briefcase?
Kevin fucking Owens.
I think Dean Ambrose. I'm going to tell you why. Because I think they're setting up a Shield triple threat.
Shield, WWE doesn't know how to fucking book. So yeah.
Shield triple threat.
I'm hanging myself here. It's horrible.
All right. Apparently, this is dead air time for other people. But I miss your blonde hair.
Oh, he didn't have that blonde hair.
I'm colorblind.
So, Ruben. Ruben, are you still concussed from your show?
A little bit, yeah. I keep mixing up eights and fours.
Oh, that's rough. Do you still have that giant fucking knot on your head?
No, that shit's gone, thankfully.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the name of your band again?
A bunch of dead people. Are you kidding?
A bunch of dead people. It's not a bunch of people dead. Are you kidding?
No,
it's just a bunch of dead people,
period.
And for those of you that missed his show, the end of May... He was fucking amazing. It was one of the better shows I've seen in a long time. I'm glad that Linda paid the $10 for us to go. It was fantastic. I bought the drinks, though, Ruben, before you say anything. I bought the drinks. You were I didn't buy the drinks. No. She bought the drinks. Ruben, say whatever you got to say. But I'm going to tell you this right now.
I love you, Ruben.
I apologize to the other six extraordinarily talented people that were on stage with me.
Oh, we're getting another call.
Wait a minute.
This is something new for us. Ruben, it's been fun.
I don't know how to do that. So you're gonna wait. We're gonna wait for Ruben.
I'll call him later.
All right. All right. Hang up and then pick up.
Hello?
Pick up the phone.
Ronaldo.
Go ahead.
Wow, what an operation! You call up. It's busy because there's one other person talking on the phone.
Okay. Well, if you're calling to insult our show, I'm gonna hang up on you. But that's all right.
No. I have a couple of things I want to get off my chest.
Okay, tits.
First thing being, I want to go back many years and tell you why I used to hate Keith Hernandez's guts. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to start off by saying when he was a St. Louis Cardinal, I really could not stand how this man would come to Shea Stadium and just like have a big smile on his face because he couldn't wait to face, you know, this pitiful organization that we once were.
Okay.
What he did, step in, step out, the airplanes went over, da-do-da-da. He was just an annoying fucking guy. Get in the fucking box and hit. You know, questioning every call. Now let's fast forward to yesterday, or 2 days ago. It was 2 days ago when this play happened. Bases loaded.
Oh, in Milwaukee.
Let me finish. The ball goes off the guy's glove. And we're supposed to know exactly. There's a lot of things happening on that play, okay? And Keith is having a heart attack that, oh, if he would have done this, it would have, you know, tagged him out. Like, 1, 2, 3. Look, the guy fucked up. I'm not saying the guy didn't fuck up. You got to know the rules of baseball. I am not saying that. But you know what? Keith has to know when to shut the fuck up about fundamentals and all this bullshit. Because at times, he's a runaway train on himself because he basks in his own greatness, as many of us do. A lot of us like to bask in our own greatness.
And you mean like this phone call?
Yes, you're right, like this phone call. And Gary hangs on his dick like he's the second coming. Look, he's the greatest first baseman that ever played the game, in my opinion. But, you know, he needs to tone it down a tad.
You're saying greatest first baseman defensively, right?
The greatest first baseman, period.
Nah.
Hitting, defensively.
I gotta go cross town.
Okay, you know what? When you come up with a lifetime 300 average,
seriously?
You play defense when somebody tries to bunt on you, and you have his hand in his right, his left fucking pocket, ready to pounce on him.
Okay,
that was the best.
I'm ending this call.
Nobody better than Keith and Andrew.
I'm gonna end this call. Yeah. So, all right, I'll see you later.
So for those of you that this might be your first week listening, that was the weekly fuck you.
Yeah, it was Ronnie's weekly fuck you.
No, that's actually, this is a weekly segment. And Joe's father calls in and he spits vitriol on someone for the week. And apparently,
it's Keith Hernandez. Well, I'll tell you why.
Then he said he's the best first baseman of all
time. He's not the best first baseman of all time. He's the best defensive first baseman of all time.
I agree with.
The best first baseman of all time. Boy, that opens up a whole thing.
No, that's a tough one. I honestly need to prepare for that. I don't know. How is it not Gehrig, though? I'm sorry.
Because Lou Gehrig didn't play with any minorities. I think once you're in that situation,
that's tough.
I don't think Babe Ruth's the greatest hitter of all time.
Oh well.
You know, I don't. That's Pete Rose. That would be Pete Rose. Pete Rose is the greatest natural hitter of all time, followed by Ty Cobb.
Okay. He didn't. He really didn't like.
I know. I understand that.
I
situation.
Also think greatest pure hitter we've ever seen would be Manny Ramirez if he wasn't on the steroids. Mm. Boy, that boy can mash.
I mean, so could Bonds, though.
The greatest pure hitter we've ever seen?
I mean,
gotta go Pujols.
Really?
Yeah, Pujols.
He's also on the list for the best first baseman.
Pujols?
Yeah, he's up there.
His first 10 years as a defensive first baseman, he was great.
See, I think he juiced, too.
We don't know yet.
I know. It's just, see, that's the really unfortunate thing about baseball is that the past 20 years, it's like, who knows? I think David Wright juiced, and I love him to death.
Well, let's all be calm.
Get back on that.
So, I found out some inside information.
Ooh,
on Wednesday,
okay.
My exterminator, Charlie, came over.
Okay.
Oh, so
Charlie's good. So listen to this. His nephew.
Yeah.
John or Joe or some guinea, whatever.
Yeah.
He's David Wright's agent.
Get out.
Get the fuck out.
I swear on my mother. Yes.
That's not the first time he stole this.
Yeah. I swear on my mother.
Okay.
David Wright's.
He's drinking the pest control?
No.
The roaches don't die.
He's going to retire. He's going to retire.
He should. As unfortunate
the end of the
as
year.
It is.
If you go back and play the tapes, the archives of this show, I said that at the beginning of the year. His career is over. He needs to retire. And he needs to retire because we can't have this like Mexican standoff like Derek Jeter had with the Yankees where it's like, hey, man, we kind of need you to go.
Well,
but,
see, the Mets did draft the third baseman in the fourth round of the draft this year. Yeah. I forget the kid's name. I think he's out of Louisville. I could be mistaken. But the first two or three rounds, look up the Mets draft. The first two or three rounds, they picked kids from Long Island.
They said,
"Ooh, we got Mats." You know,
they left Boggs and I out.
They didn't want to go that route.
I mean, but how local do you need to get?
Well,
I trust this team's scouting.
I trust this scouting.
I wonder if those are Paul DePodesta picks.
Well,
because he left to the Browns.
Yeah,
he left to the Browns. But you know, his dossier is probably still there on guys.
Wow,
so,
what a word on a Sunday morning.
That was nice.
Dossier.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So, I mean, you know his scouting's probably still there. Everything's still there.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they're DePodesta picks because he's a Long Island guy, DePodesta.
Alderson still calls him, I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure.
The first pick, right-handed pitcher, I think he's a righty, has thrown 99 in his games. The first game after the Mets drafted him, Steve had texted me, too. He was watching it. He got hit with a line drive, and I was like, oh, he's a Met.
He's a Ray
Ramirez special.
I wanted that third baseman that I think the Reds drafted.
Which kid?
Out of Tennessee.
Lutz,
I forget his name.
Zach Lutz?
No, I forget his name.
That's another bust.
I forget his name.
Yeah, what happened to that kid?
He was a bum.
Well, he's hurt. You know, Mets news today, the other day, who retired, from Josh Satin. You guys remember
he retired from baseball. He had that smooth
crumb.
2 weeks. Everybody was like, he's the next coming.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nick Senzel.
That's the kid I'm thinking of. Third base.
Yeah.
That is the kid I really wanted.
Yeah.
He went with the second or third overall pick.
Okay. Speaking of third base, though, I'm sorry to transition, but you brought up earlier in the show the Kelly Johnson acquisition.
Kelly.
I'm sorry, appreciate it.
Never apologize for transitioning.
Yeah,
we
need
it.
Yeah. Kelly Johnson, we just got Kelly Johnson back for Akil Morris.
Great
I texted Jay right when it happened. I said, this is a great move, because Akil Morris is never going to figure it out.
Yeah. It's a professional hitter. Nothing against, what's it, Ty Kelly? What's the kid's name?
He's
Ty
a bum.
Kelly?
No, he's a bum.
Yeah. He hit that big home run for us.
Crater face
that's his
goon.
Cup of coffee.
I mean, doesn't that kid, doesn't Ty Kelly's nose look like it's been broken like 15 times?
I felt terrible for him. Matt Harvey was coming back in the dugout giving everybody high fives, and Kelly's standing there like, hey, and Harvey's just like, yeah. You're going to be gone in a week.
Of course his nose has been broken 15 times. The guy sucks. Yeah. The pitchers have punched him in the face. Yeah.
I mean, he's a career minor leaguer. There are certain career minor leaguers that are just that way.
Hey, make a living off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad gig.
No, but you know what it is, though? Like, the travel, if you have a family.
Yeah.
It's not like you're raking in, like, you're not getting $1 million.
Well, I don't think anybody loves Ty Kelly, so it's okay.
Yeah, well, let's say, what do you get, 200, maybe 200 grand?
Yeah, we'll go, right? I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, but, you know, you travel around, you don't really.
Not for nothing, though, 200K to play baseball is.
Hey.
You could be doing worse things.
I mean, some guys, though, like a Lastings Millage, who became a career minor leaguer after the Mets signed him for an amazing amount of dough. Yeah. For an amazing, they want Vladimir Guerrero for Lastings Millage. Nah, we don't want to do that.
No.
Well, at one point it was Lastings Millage for Manny Ramirez, and that's like, nah, we got something in this guy.
Yeah.
And then he hit a home run. He ran down the right field line, tagging the people's hands.
Yeah, and that was the end of Lastings Millage.
Yeah. Yeah. He never stopped running. He just ran out in the right field.
Yeah.
And kept going.
So, so the Kelly Johnson trade. I think Kelly Johnson is like a 270 career hitter.
Yeah, you guys
hitter.
Are talking about this. Like he, like this is it's Mike Piazza at the deadline.
No, it's a good Kelly. Bench piece.
Yeah, it is.
You
it
have
is.
No
but
bench.
Unfortunately, it's not a bench piece. Like he should be the starting third baseman.
Well, at this point, because listen, I hate Wilmer Flores. I will always hate Wilmer Flores. I don't care about his 17 home runs that first year. I don't give a shit. He's trash, man.
He does something up with
him. And what my father was talking about, that play, I don't know if you guys saw it. So it was a line drive to the second baseman. Wilmer Flores is an idiot. Wilmer Flores should just be running. Just run, run. And the shortstop for the Brewers, who's also an idiot, throws to second. They tag the base and then throw to first.
Yeah.
So there's no play there. They could have gotten a double play and maybe been out of the inning, but Ajuel Cabrera already scored, so they wouldn't have been out of the inning without the run.
Right.
So Wilmer Flores, all the second baseman needed to do was just tag Wilmer Flores, and it could have been a triple play.
Mm-hmm.
So Wilmer Flores and what's the other kid I'm always thinking of that I can't remember his name?
Reynolds.
No, another base running idiot, Juan Lagares.
Oh.
Juan Lagares. And you got rid of Ruben Tejada, who didn't know how to run the bases.
Yeah.
But Juan Lagares.
Couldn't after Utley, anyways.
Right. Juan Lagares and Wilmer Flores don't know the fundamentals of baseball.
No.
And I don't understand why no one's teaching them.
Well, okay. So we would not be in this predicament right now with the Kelly Johnsons of the world, the Wilmer Flores, the Ty Kellys, if you would have re-signed Daniel Murphy.
I don't want him.
Listen,
starting third
don't
baseman.
Want him.
No, see, I actually,
don't want him.
I honestly,
he wouldn't be hitting .380 for us.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. He wouldn't be hitting .380.
No, he's
for
got
us.
He's got the cushion in that lineup.
Yeah.
No, I get that, but the guy was always a .300 hitter.
No. I'm
but
not
wasn't
saying
a,
he wouldn't
wasn't
hit .300.
He wasn't a .427 hitter.
Yeah, but when you have the best hitter in baseball in your lineup, you know,
and now,
that's
and now,
throwing you.
If
ball.
You notice,
he's a great contact.
Yeah, Cespedes is no
that
slouch
home run
either.
He hit the other night. That home run he hit the other night. That went up the stairs in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, after that, he set
the
28.6
second home run shot for Jonas Cespedes.
So,
but
we
just
had,
need to train for another
Cespedes. We had our predictions.
Yeah, what did I say?
I had Daniel, you said you had Murphy hitting .262.
At the end of the year.
Home runs, 68 RBIs.
So
his
batting average is going to drop 150 points.
Well, this is what we said in the offseason.
In the offseason.
Okay.
Steve had him .280, 13 home runs, 84 RBIs. I had him .290, 18 home runs, 84 RBIs.
He's already crushing all of
he's
that.
He's at .374 right now with
how many
11 home runs.
11 home runs.
Unbelievable.
Daniel Murphy is going to have.
He's career at .294.
Well, and here's why I thought of Daniel Murphy, because you were talking about people who can't run the bases.
Yeah,
and
oh, that's a guy
that's
it's Murphy land.
Yeah, well,
it's an aloof.
He's in
not
Murphy
for nothing.
Land.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, I had never seen him run better than that past postseason.
Yeah, I also I've never seen
him. It was ballsy, and you're like, why are you
also,
doing?
Also, I've never seen him lose me a World Series better than that.
Oh come on!
Oh come on! You make that
egg.
Fucking play.
This is chicken egg because he got you there.
You
right?
make
but
that.
Then,
I don't care if he got
on,
me
man.
There.
Right.
The pitching got
you
me
know
there.
Who
you'd
lost
be
you that
nowhere
World
without
Series?
The pitching.
Matt Harvey lost you that World Series.
Well, no, Terry Collins lost you that World Series.
No.
Terry Collins is a manager.
That's true. No, you're right.
Manager.
You're right.
You
right.
understand?
He didn't have the
if Terry Collins just says, shut the fuck up and sit down.
I know.
Which every other coach would have.
Imagine somebody going up to Dusty Baker and doing
Let me ask you a question, though. Had Familia not been in the predicaments the two games prior, do you think that that would have made the decision easier?
Probably dictates right? a little bit more. Familia would probably
because
be
Familia seemed to be, and then all of a sudden it's like, do I pull him and put Familia in, or do I stick with the hot hand?
It's worked all year long. Look, as a fan, I wanted Harvey back out there.
So do we. Yeah, we all did. But what are you going to do? I mean, it's
after
the
first base runner, though, you have to
pull him.
Yeah.
So, Dave, if you're listening, you tell me that Familia's got problems. Familia has no problems. The guy's 34 for 34 in his last 34 saves.
No,
so,
he's blown. Didn't he blow?
Yeah, he blew like two.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he's
they said he was 30. I just saw that he was 34.
Maybe prior.
Okay, so he blew two saves.
He's the same guy who told you the Yankees were trading Andrew Miller for Brandon Belt.
That's going to happen. Yeah. You get ready. Andrew Miller, why would
San Francisco do that?
They need relief pitching.
Yeah, but Brandon Belt, why? Well, that's
no. What Joe's not mentioning is that his exterminator is the general manager of the Giants.
Hey, man, when David Wright retires
keep
at the end
drinking
of the year,
that rain,
you
I'm
will
buy
see.
Him a beer. If you David will, Wright retires
I'm not buying Charlie a beer as a Yankees fan. I'm not buying him a beer.
Plus, it's $20 at the game for a beer. So
we're not taking him to a game. Why are we taking him to a game too?
All right, let's go to the
Knicks. Let's talk about the New York Knickerbockers.
Okay.
Because
anybody want to hear my impression of Sean Rooks?
Go ahead. Yeah. So Sean Rooks. Sean, those of you that don't know, Sean Rooks was a decent NBA center. Decent, great college player at Arizona. Great, great college player.
Oh, man.
He passed away this past week at the age of 46. He had a heart attack. Well. Why Dylan is saying that is because...
When did he pass away?
About
25 seconds after Hornacek offered him a job.
About 2 hours after... 2 hours after he met with Phil Jackson and Jeff Hornacek, he was eating dinner at a restaurant in Philadelphia.
Which tells you something
about
itself.
That city.
Yeah. And he died at
the... Don't eat the shrimp.
He got up and died. So... That happened. So Sean Rooks has been hired as our assistant head coach.
He would have been good.
He would have been good.
He still might be good.
Yeah. He would have developed Porzingis, too, because he's a center, and he could have played. Sean Rooks wasn't a three-point shooter by any stretch, but Sean Rooks is a big rebounder and somebody that controlled the paint when defensively. It's sad that he died, and I'm sorry that we have to make fun of the fact that you hanging out with the Knicks 2 hours before your death.
I heard that afterwards they called Phil Jackson to let him know, and he said, "Well, I feel so fine."
He's like, they were the same thing. Yeah, they had had lunch, and then he went back to Philly for dinner.
Wow.
And Phil Jackson was like, "Well, food was good," that sort of thing. And when you read it in the paper, it looks really bad. But when you hear Phil Jackson say it, he's Zen man.
Yeah.
So he's very calm. And he doesn't, like, lose his mind.
He used to ride his bike to Knicks games when he played for the Knicks. I think that's incredible.
Yeah. He and Walt and all those guys, they were stoners and drunks and all types of shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you played the basketball.
And
Ron Darling's book, he talks about how they used to just, like, Keith, in between innings, he'd go have a beer and just...
Do a line.
He'd smoke a pack of cigarettes during the game.
In the dugout.
Yep. Can I ask you a question? Has basketball officially transitioned to being the softest sport over soccer?
Certain leagues
are soft in soccer. I think the Premier League is a hard man's league.
I don't mean soft in the sense that they're not phenomenal. I mean,
no,
I couldn't
mean,
run.
I know
you know
saying.
What I'm saying? Just with
fouls
that,
and
the diving and
tack shit. But listen.
I've seen some Bundesliga games that were.
There's some soft games. Like the Bundesliga and La Liga are the two softest leagues.
Yeah.
La Liga is the worst.
Well, they're running faster.
Please. What does that mean, they're running faster?
So when you trip, you're going to fall.
Smooth, great.
Thank you, Isaac Newton.
It's physics, damn it.
But what causes them to not get back up?
No, a lot of them do, but you.
Yeah, but oh my God, I can't, the bone is protruding.
Happy Obviously Puerto Rican Day.
The bone is protruding. That's going to be the name of this episode.
Well, I'm sitting next to Dylan, and I can tell you.
Your bone is protruding?
Well, here we are. So
6 inches of heaven on a good day.
3.5 inches of God's finest.
So let's talk about the officiating that last NBA
game.
That was horrendous.
Listen, Draymond Green's got to stop punching guys in the dick.
Oh,
hold on.
Is that Draymond Green? You really set him up.
Draymond?
You're on the air.
I'm going to be your new, like, three white dudes in a room
doing Hispanic impressions, like monitors.
Okay.
We need your legal counsel.
Because right now, you guys are like, you're like a terrible sitcom with the only person making sense is like your Spanish maid.
Wait, that's racist. When did it hear that comment?
I don't have that racist.
I think that's worse than my terrible impression. That's wow.
Who's on the phone?
Ruben just called you the Spanish maid of the group. So
she just looks confused.
Can you give her some contact, please?
Yeah, all right. He wants me to give you context. He said you're Spanish and you pick up things. Bye, Ruben. So.
That's all the context for me.
That's phenomenal.
I'm waiting for the phone to ring again.
NBA.
NBA. Draymond, hey, Ruben, don't call in just yet, but do you think that Draymond Green is punching men in the dick on purpose?
Yeah, think about
it. I mean, he punched somebody in the dick by mistake.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, you know, the leg flail or whatever, that kind of happens, but still, there's
a... No.
I'm saying a flail, not like... But he, yeah, if you're going like... Right in the...
I mean, Steven Adams, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James two or three times
LeBron
now.
Liked it, though.
No, he didn't.
I'm kidding.
He was not a fan of it, as clearly shown.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Ahoy, hoy.
I think it's as on purpose as LeBron stepping over Steph Curry and trying to intimidate him.
Okay.
Yeah, and with that, that's actually a good point. You saw towards the end of the game when LeBron and Steph looked like they weren't sure if they were going to kiss or like fight each other. Why did LeBron James not just take a flagrant and just like elbow him in the face? The guy is like the smallest NBA player. Just take him out.
Wait. About it and the like Care for Kids funds that he works for wouldn't be happy about it.
Well, he'd lose sponsorship.
Well, yeah. Well, I
don't think that he would.
Well, I do.
You think he'd lose sponsorship?
I think it would look like a bad move for him. It would look.
I think losing another NBA Finals is going to be a bad move for him.
He's got
about
three.
To lose another NBA Finals. That's already kind of established after the first two games. Congratulations, they won one game at home. That's the end of it.
No, he's got three. They three-peated.
No, they didn't.
Didn't they? Ruben, are you a Miami Heat fan?
Absolutely, till I
die. Okay. Absolutely. How many rings? How many rings does LeBron have?
Two.
Oh, it's two. I thought it was three.
No, because they lost to the Mavericks.
Spurs. No, the Spurs.
No, they lost to the Mavs.
Right. No,
the first one
was
when Dirk went crazy.
2013. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They went back to back.
Okay. So now that
LeBron. But D Wade had won one in 03.
Yeah, D Wade won up.
Okay.
06.
So now that LeBron is probably going to come back to Miami because there's no way he's going to stay in Cleveland.
You think he goes Miami, though?
Yeah.
No, you know who goes Miami?
Who?
Kevin Durant.
Durant.
I think he's actually going to be a Knick, as far-fetched as it sounds.
That's ridiculous. I'm a Knicks fan, and that's ridiculous.
I don't know.
We got a better chance of getting Sean Rooks than we do Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's true. So, Ruben, who would you have to move? You'd move Dang, right?
Well,
yeah,
Whiteside
comes
off.
Yeah, fucking anybody with the addition of... remove Bosch permanently.
Yeah, you're not going to get rid of Whiteside.
No, I didn't say
No, I know.
You're not getting rid of Whiteside.
Who said you were?
Charlie, the extremer. He did.
Somebody said Whiteside.
I think Dylan said Whiteside. I think if you keep...
Because he's going to be a max contract, I think.
Okay, so if you do this, right, if you keep Whiteside, you have Dragic, you have... You're going to end up starting...
Do they still have Joe Johnson? I'm sorry to cut
you off. Yeah, Joe Johnson's
still there.
Yes, you do.
I think...
You won't for long.
Right. No,
yeah.
He'll be gone. Yeah.
So, what do you make Justice Winslow your sixth man then? Because you're clearly going to start Wade if you get Durant.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Justice Winslow is being set up for that. I think if we don't get Durant and we get someone like maybe a tier below, Winslow is starting in some capacity.
Winslow has to start. I think that kid is great.
I mean, he really developed this year. Am I wrong?
No. Winslow's great. You're you got that kid Johnson. Is it Tyler Johnson or Stanley Johnson?
Tyler Johnson, a white kid that looks like he hung out with a bunch of black kids.
Hey, what do you mean white? What do you mean by white?
You mean you people.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is not a racist show.
I take offense to your remarks, sir.
You're universally privileged kind.
Yeah. Hold on, let me take a minute to explain to Linda what you mean.
So, Ruben, what are you doing after the show? What do you got going on today?
I'm going to be playing drums for that is like a total, like, pop, like, American Idol thing for money.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to get killed after.
All right. Well, we might go get drunk or high or something. So if you want to stop by and give us a call or text me, because I'm cutting you off right now. Goodbye. So.
That was the best call of the day.
That was one of three. Yes.
And he was two of them.
So.
We're still waiting for the Irish curse to call in.
He's not calling.
He's due for a call.
Kevin Durant is not coming anywhere near the Knicks unless he's going to drop 50 on us. He's not going to be a Knick. And we have to accept that.
I have to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Do you really think that Carmelo Anthony should, not Carmelo as himself, but do you think it's in the Knicks' best interest to keep Carmelo Anthony?
Yes. Why? For Porzingis. Porzingis loves him. He is in love with this man.
Okay.
And it helps him. It helps him not only as a basketball player, but it helps him embrace America culturally, too. I think Melo, taking him to all these events, if you notice, Melo, like the Puerto Rican soccer team he started, Kristaps Porzingis is practicing with them. Like, he is like his younger brother at the moment.
That doesn't mean that if he leaves the Knicks, that can't continue.
Right.
Yes, it does. Do not fraternize with the enemy at all.
No, because...
Oh, but they do all the time.
Oh, come on.
Generally, in the off season.
Yeah, that's what we're in right now.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about during the season. You have Melo there all the time.
Right, but
Melo's a great big brother to this guy.
Yeah, but you know what I see as being the problem?
The Harlem RBI.
I just don't think he really necessarily needs a big brother.
Let me put it to you this way. If you lose Melo right now and his contract is, he's owed $27 million this year. Mm-hmm. If you trade him, what are you getting back right now?
You're getting picks in three years, two years?
You think they're going to win a championship this upcoming season?
Who, the Knicks?
Yeah.
No, they're going to make the playoffs. What do you mean you don't?
Hornacek
with that shitty Sun squad the first year took them to the playoffs with less.
First off, that Sun squad wasn't atrocious.
Yes, it was. His best player was Eric Bledsoe. And then he got hurt. Week.
He had some...
He didn't have great players.
No. Neither did the Knicks, though.
But,
see, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please, sir.
I am a guest. No. Did you watch that Orlando Magic 30 for 30?
Of course I did.
That was phenomenal, by the way.
Yes, it was. It was fantastic.
And what I see is a poisoning of Kristaps Porzingis coming up through Carmelo Anthony. I don't want Carmelo Anthony to be the mentor for this kid. I don't.
What do you mean by that?
I don't think that his mentality is a winning mentality. Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of his one college season with Syracuse, what has Carmelo done?
It's funny you say that. I agree. I mean, I'm always in the minority. I mean, look at this. I would have traded Carmelo Anthony two or three years ago.
The guy is the best pure shooter of the last 15 years.
He has a loser's mentality.
Yeah, that Steph Curry guy really doesn't know how to shoot.
Steph Curry only started becoming a great shooter 2 years ago.
Okay.
Let's not be crazy. Steph Curry was trash his first 5 years, okay?
His first 5 years?
Yeah. This is his seventh year in the league.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It wow. He still looks like he's 12.
Year. No. Yeah. Carmelo Anthony, to me, has changed his game to suit Kristaps Porzingis. Last year, Carmelo is not 27-3 anymore. He's 22-6-5. And that facilitates Porzingis to be 18-12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now that I just read yesterday, I forgot to text you guys,
okay.
Jeff Hornacek said that Aaron Aflalo is probably going to opt out.
Right. I actually heard that.
$9 million. Oh. Get Austin Rivers. Get Austin Rivers over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
That's who you want.
I do.
Whatever happened to the dream of Mike Conley?
No, not Austin Rivers to start as a sixth man.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tony Roten is going to be your point guard of the future if he can stay healthy.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
If he can stay healthy. If you can have Rivers and Roten and try your damnedest to get DeMar DeRozan over here, try your hardest to get DeMar DeRozan over here.
Mm.
Then you got a shot. Or a Victor Oladipo. How about a guy
like
that?
Because
Oladipo is not being used the right way in that Magic system. He's been benched.
Yeah.
He's not starting anymore. So I like Victor Oladipo or a Tobias Harris, one of those two guys.
Where'd he go?
He's a Magic.
No. I thought he got... Who's the one from the Magic that got dealt?
Was it Tobias Harris?
I thought it was Harris.
Linda?
Huh?
Who got dealt? You can still hear us talking.
I don't have headphones.
No, Joe, I honestly don't see Melo taking, like, now, you know, it's all the good front. Like, oh, Kristaps is great. He's going to be the future of this organization. But I take it
to the Jeremy Lin situation. Not to say that Lin, listen,
you're not
finish.
Comparing them directly.
Not even close to the players that they were, but when the phenomenon of Jeremy Lin hit New York City, Carmelo Anthony shipped him out of town as quickly as he could because he became the backseat.
But let me put it to you.
By the way, Jeremy Lin has had a decent NBA career.
He's a serviceable player.
Yeah,
He's a serviceable player.
He's not the star that he was for 4 hours.
Absolutely
now,
not.
Now that the NBA salary cap has gone up, it went from $68 million to $90 million.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Lin is going to get a 2-year, $30 million deal.
Good for him.
No. No. What are you talking about? That makes bad players. I don't think Jeremy Lin's a good player, an okay player.
Yeah, but Joe.
On the Hornets.
Listen.
Who's on the Hornets?
You have $90 million to throw around to 12 guys.
Wait a minute.
What do you think the numbers are going to be?
You're always going to look good behind Kemba Walker. Yeah. Silence.
Because I don't. What is the response you're
looking for? Kemba Walker is so great. He averages 20. See, there's a guy nobody's talking about either. He's one of the best point guards in basketball.
Well, because, yeah.
27 points a game, 25 points a game.
Great story, that team, by the way.
The Hornets are. I like the Hornets, what they're doing.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Lin averages 12 points a game, 5 assists. 12 and 5 is $15 million a year?
In the NBA.
No, it's not.
When when you have $90 million to throw around between 12 guys.
This is how you make more money in sports and ruin a sport. Giving pieces of shit like Raymond Felton $10 million
a
year.
That's with diluted baseball. Same thing.
I'm just, listen, Jeremy, and I heard that Jeremy Lin wanted to be a Knick again, and Phil Jackson's like, not interested in you.
Well, I'm hearing about the Rockets more.
Good. Go over there.
But really, I mean, if Steve was here, he'd make this point. We have no right to be turning anybody away on the Knicks.
Yes, we do.
Do you?
Yes, you do. If Stephon Marbury came back and said,
I
want to be a Knick.
No doubt about it.
He's been playing.
I'd give you all the strawberries in the world.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, listen to this. So, Jason Pierre-Paul in Giants news. Because we never do Giants news. Jason Pierre-Paul will now be doing a series of commercials warning
fireworks
kids
about PSAs. I saw that.
Yeah. Fireworks. That's pretty amazing.
The funniest thing with him, I saw a headline the other day that he's not going to spend the 4th of July in America. And I was like, that's the smartest decision of your career.
Want to hear the worst lineup in Mets history?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, go ahead.
Curtis Granderson, Matt Reynolds, Jonas Cespedes, Kelly Johnson hitting cleanup, James Loney hitting 5th, Wilma Flores hitting 6th, Aza hitting 7th, and Plawecki hitting 8th. Hello, 11-0 loss. Kelly Johnson hitting cleanup.
Yeah. Oh, Kelly Johnson's great. He's
not
a great
hitter.
He's a
six hitter. He's a six
hitter. He's a
six
hitter. He needs to be
an eighth.
Seventh or eighth.
Kevin Plawecki
on a
needs
good
to
team,
be in the 15th
eighth.
Spot right now. He is not panning out.
And Ronnie would say he should be parking the cars.
Yeah.
Steve texted me. He says his limo driver was lost, which if you've ever hung out with Steve and been in the limo,
there's a lot
always
of limo drivers.
Lost.
He's got like a metal plate in his head, I feel like, that blocks all signals. Steve, take out your gold fillings.
Wiggins was the answer. Praise be to God, says Steve.
How many times do we... Steve and I agree on this. Wiggins would have... put the Cavaliers over the top, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Trade.
Well, LeBron didn't want to wait for Wiggins to grow up.
A year.
But everyone thought it would take a little longer for him to
get
into his stride.
That's the other thing with these guys. They don't – like Wiggins, you get a first round number one overall pick coming in. They don't want that guy. They don't want to have to share the spotlight with these guys.
So now my thing is if LeBron doesn't leave, which he –
he shouldn't. They should do, what is it? They have the one more year before the...
Yeah, it's 50-50.
The same thing with Durant. I actually think he should stay for one more year.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out.
Mm.
So Kevin Love, if there is somebody that's going to move, it's Kevin Love.
Yeah,
and he's
going to
be traded.
He doesn't want to
be traded. So the trade that makes the most sense for me, I'm looking at it now, is trading him to Boston,
okay,
getting Jay Crowder, Kelly Olynyk, and a first-round pick.
That's not bad.
I think that makes a lot of sense for the Cavaliers.
Where's Crowder going to play, though?
You make Crowder a sixth man and get Shumpert or Smith off the team.
Mm.
You could do that. I mean,
one man's
trash is another man's trash. You know?
Yeah, no, I like Crowder. It's just the position.
And I like Kelly Olynyk. I like that tough spirit
Is he the one that broke?
Dislocated Love's shoulder. I'm sure LeBron's pissed about that, but still.
Yeah.
You know, and...
How angry is he at Barzal? I'm sorry.
Very. If you go back to the last game, if you're Tyronn Lue, why even play Kevin Love?
He's not coaching the team, Joe.
Yes, yeah. He is. Yes, he is. So. No. Because wait a minute.
He holds the clipboard.
Because wait a minute. If LeBron James is coaching the team, he hates Kevin Love.
Yeah, but he knows he needs to play. Yeah,
he needs points.
But wait a minute. If what's his face?
Joe,
Richard Jefferson gave you the points off the bench. He gave you 12-7. What did Kevin Love?
Can you imagine?
Look that up last
can you
game?
Imagine if they didn't play Kevin Love and he was healthy to play? Like
well,
the shit.
Well, you
that
you just don't start him.
He didn't start. I thought last game.
I thought he did.
No,
start.
I think Thompson started.
He didn't start.
He came off the bench.
Yeah, he came off the bench.
Yeah, but he still played like 35 minutes.
Well,
I'd give him less.
No, I honestly think that they should have stuck with Thompson just because of the physicality that he brings.
Tristan Thompson, I think, while he's overrated in certain
is he
areas,
overrated?
In certain areas of the game, I think he's. Okay. I think his basketball IQ sucks.
Yeah, well, his playoff run last year, I think, is what.
Yeah, that
people kind of escalated him.
Yeah. His basketball IQ sucks just the way, and I know you're going to hate this, Ruben. I think Hassan Whiteside's basketball IQ sucks.
Well, they say that his basketball IQ is not good. They've admitted it.
And
he's
a bit of a head case.
Yeah.
See, whereas,
he plays extremely well.
Whereas DeMarcus Cousins' basketball IQ is fantastic.
But he's just
a nut job.
Yeah, I love him, though.
And, boy, I would trade you want to trade Melo right now?
Yeah.
You give me DeMarcus Cousins. That's what I would take. That's the one or two players in the league.
Sacramento would probably do that.
No, they wouldn't have Rudy Gay.
So?
They're not going to.
They're not going anywhere.
Well, then
either.
We got to take Rudy Gay, too, but I don't want Rudy Gay. Yeah. Rudy Gay shoots way too much.
So Kevin Love played 25 minutes, and he did 11 points. He was 3-for-6.
What, 11?
That's Tristan Thompson. That's Richard Jefferson. That's anybody. Kevin Love has to give you more than 11 points in 25 minutes.
Well, Schumper played 15 with 2 points.
That's a bump.
Yeah.
But that's a bump.
But Shumpert,
well,
Shumpert,
he's not in there for his
offense.
No, Shumpert's making what, $4 million bucks?
They're one player, J.R. Smith and Amon Shumpert. Like, if they could fuse together, they would probably be one of the best players in the NBA. But unfortunately, genetics have not evolved that greatly.
Go to a little soccer?
Let's go to the soccer. So, United signs Eric Bertrand-Bialy. I'm going to tell you why this is the move that proves to me that Jose Mourinho's here for the jugular. He's young. He's fast. A lot of people don't realize how good this kid is. If you go back and look at his 2015 La Liga highlights, boy, can this kid defend. And it's sad that David Blin is going to have to go. I don't want him to go, but he's got to make room for somebody. If Ibrahimovic doesn't...
I thought Juan Mata.
They're both
going to
go. Yeah, they're both going to go. If Ibrahimovic doesn't sign here, they're looking at Laporte.
Which I told you is not a reality. It's not a done deal.
It's just the $4 million that's holding it up. He's waiting.
It's a bag of shells.
But it's PSG's $4 million.
Right?
It's not our $4 million.
No, I know, but if he leaves early, he doesn't get the $4 million.
I know, so he's just waiting.
Yeah.
So it could still happen. I read today or the other day that she doesn't believe that this is going to happen. I think they're going to try go after Paul Pogba. Again.
They are. No, I saw that. That I actually can verify. I saw
110 million pounds it's going to cost.
Yeah.
But
well, it's worth it.
It's worth it. And that's one of the big mistakes of Alex Ferguson's career. He said, my biggest mistake as a manager was letting Paul Pogba go. Paul Pogba is
one in Italy now?
Yeah, Juventus.
Yeah.
25 years old, 24, 25 years old, one of the best players in the world. I also read today that Vardy will not be signing with Arsenal. It looks like he's going to stay with Leicester City.
Yeah,
it makes sense. Why would Arsenal even want Jamie Vardy?
I mean, I don't think he would work in the system, honestly.
He'd score 4 goals the entire year.
And but you know,
yeah, but is that a guy you rework your whole system around?
Yeah,
no, because you have Olivier Giroud.
Yeah,
I mean, like, what are you going to do with him
or
Mesut Ozil?
I was fine either way, whether he came or not. I kind of like that he stayed with Leicester. I want to see that team, you know, actually contend and see if they can actually repeat.
I did read that both Manchester United and Leicester City are in the running for N'Golo Kante on Leicester.
That would be
nice. One other thing we have to talk about is David De Gea. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy.
He's not necessarily in the center. He's like left of center of this issue.
Those of you that don't know, he orchestrates a party.
Those of you don't know who David De Gea is.
Yeah, David De Gea is the goalkeeper for Manchester United.
He's a very good-looking man.
Beyond that, he's maybe the second or third best goalkeeper in the world.
He's probably like the second most beautiful man.
Yeah. Behind Ronaldo.
Pretty much.
Okay. So.
Well, third, behind you. You know,
behind
you,
me.
Excluding President.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Anyhow. So David De Gea organizes this party where a sexual assault
allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly. I gotta do that so we don't get sued. Allegedly, if David De Gea is listening.
We getting paid?
No. Allegedly, organizes a party where a hooker gets sexually assaulted.
Underage, some of them.
There were a few underage girls there, and also it comes out that he is friends with somebody who is a known child pornographer.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? He's like a Madonna or something, right? Trope or something like that?
Oh, he's got like one name. Ichiro.
Yeah, he's like the one-name pimp.
I don't know. Yeah. The one-name pimp. We'll call him the one-name pimp for the moment.
Well, if we had De Gea in this room, you know what I would say to him? Tell the truth.
Wow, Will Smith every week. It's like he comes through the door, just leaves. What a great film that film he made.
We'll have De Gea on next week.
Yeah, we'll have De Gea on.
Gonna work on that one.
Probably with Will Smith again. We'll do a thing. But
look, if this turns out. The problem with stuff like this is, even the rumor of it.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
You know?
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh, no. I mean, these guys.
But look back to, like, the beginning of this Premier League season when he wasn't playing. Maybe that was a blessing. Like, maybe it was like, or a sign, like, this guy ain't going to be here. So we might as well start moving on.
But he held out.
You can't move on. You can't move on right now.
Well, it's like moving on from God. I get it.
Well, it's not even that. There's 4 days left. I think the trigger clause in. For him to leave expires on Wednesday.
Yeah. Who's going to take him now?
Nope. Well, nobody's going to take him. One, and to release him, it's going to cost United over £15 million just to release him.
If afterwards.
If they have to. Mm-hmm. They could bench him for Sergio Romero, but...
Who I don't like.
He's awful.
I don't like Sergio.
Oh, no, he's terrible. But...
Oh, he did not do that.
No, he didn't.
But when you have David De Gea... It's like, you know, you got a filet mignon, you're having some cat food.
I understand, but don't talk about Romero like he's like, he's crap.
A
no, he's not.
He's not a bum. He's just not what I want.
He's not De Gea. I understand that. There's only one De Gea.
And if it does come out that this is true, you have to release him.
Well, now, question. They're saying that
they sent him home from the Euros. Spain sent him home.
Yeah, standing behind him, though, sent him home. Yeah. Do you think that... They're saying that this is multiple teammates that were involved in this thing.
Yeah.
So that to me is more of a concern than just the one player.
Well, let's be clear here. I mean, we're talking about this like it's a big sports story. We opened talking about, you know,
other rape.
Right.
More so rape. We're saying is that they should do what's right. Let's be clear.
No,
we're
absolutely.
Not saying that we should make this disappear so David De Gea can be the
goalkeeper. No.
But again,
to be true.
Again,
but at this moment,
right.
Yeah, at this moment,
nothing has been proven.
It's cloudy still.
Oh, right.
If it is true, it's horrendous.
If it's true, he's got to be released. And that's terrible. I mean, that is so terrible for me to say. I don't want to release it, but you have to. You have to do what's right in that situation.
Well, and he'll sit out a year and then somebody else.
Right. Well,
I don't know because what happened
they don't give a shit. Inside.
No, they do because the striker from Sunderland, Adam Johnson, just got 6 years in jail.
Well, if he's in jail, he's not going to play.
Well, no, the same thing as De Gea.
He'll play in the prison league.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, you know.
Hey, random Knicks news, there's a street in Queens renaming themselves after Anthony Mason.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. That's nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's some good stuff there. Yes. I like Anthony. I miss
Courts.
Him. He was one of the best. What?
Hamels Courts in Rockaway, probably.
Yeah, well, it's where near.
Yeah,
that's nice. That's nice that you know where that is.
Too. I used to play there.
Yeah.
So we got about 6 minutes left, and
we got to touch on England yesterday because and I know you don't like the UEFA Cup. You're not really.
Yes, I do.
I watched
the Euros.
Yeah. Well, okay. So England yesterday.
He doesn't like Copa America.
I hate Copa America.
Oh, I love that. That was great
so
last
boring.
Night. I love Copa. I love
Copa
that.
America.
US won yesterday. Getting out of the group.
Yeah.
Thank you, Colombia, for losing against the Ticos. I
so
love it.
the U.S. was going to get out.
Ticos is Costa Rica.
Yeah. Well, thank you for translating.
They have a Nicaraguan player.
I believe it was the Dutch.
Happy Puerto Rican Day, by the way, to those listeners out there.
You Cubans. Go ahead.
You're not. What?
So, Copa America. Call. America advances. Top of the stage. You hate Clint Dempsey, right?
I hate him.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Hate him.
I should have worn my Clint Dempsey jersey today.
Hate him.
He's great. He's great. Man's had a great career. I don't know why. You hate him because, like, he just looks like that asshole from high school.
Well, no, he was also a crumb on Everton.
Wasn't he the asshole from high
school? He doesn't like American players.
I'm sorry, Spurs. He was a crumb on Spurs.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, you hate the Spurs.
Hate
you
Spurs.
You know who loves the Spurs? Daniel Murphy. He's a Spurs guy.
He also likes. He's also a Republican. He's a conservative nut job.
That was very good censoring. I thought.
Thank you.
I had to
calm down.
So England up 1-0 yesterday against
Russia. In the 92nd minute,
they
took Wayne Rooney off in the 89th minute.
That's why they lost.
And Rooney was pacing the game,
you know,
controlling
who lost
the entire game.
Chris Smalling. Smalling, he's watching the ball travel into the net instead of stopping it.
I think, I'd be honest with you, I think Raheem Sterling lost in that game.
Raheem Sterling, man, one of the fastest guys on that field. One of those clueless individuals.
Yeah. He just
in
doesn't
all
understand.
Football.
And I was saying this to Linda when we were coming here. He plays just Raheem Sterling football.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't play team football. No. He doesn't try to play team football. He's a good club guy.
Yep.
He's not a good international guy. Mm-hmm. And I think Raheem Sterling would benefit. From a loan to going to La Liga, he would benefit
that
over
pace,
there.
Maybe.
That pace would work for him because a team like Villarreal or Atletico, they need somebody like that just for the year. But England loses a shot or it's a draw, but it's a loss.
It's a loss.
And this is they've never won an opening round game.
I saw that. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And they have the second youngest team in the Europa League right now. Germany's first, who everybody's got, they're the favorite to win. Italy looks terrible.
Italy looked good in their tune-up. I think they played Finland. Yeah. They won 2-0. It was a friendly 2-0. We play Belgium tomorrow.
Belgium was supposed to be an out-and-out favorite, but then they just got drubbed by somebody really terrible. I forget who it was, but they got drubbed. They got beat like 3-0 or 4-0 by somebody really bad.
Well, that was not...
still.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
they
played Fellaini, they played De Bruyne, they played all those guys, and they still got beat. So I don't know
Italy's not going to be able to stop that attack, though.
No.
This is going to be a slaughter.
I don't think it's going to be a slaughter. I think it's going to be a 2-1 game.
Oh.
3-1. I think it's going to be something in that vein.
Well,
3-1's
a slaughter.
3-1's a slaughter in soccer. But,
you know, Buffon is still the goalie, still going strong.
41 years old.
Yeah, we'll
was he 41?
He's not 41.
Yes, he is. Gigi? Yes, he is.
No way.
Check that out. Gigi's
like
41.
38?
And Totti, as well, signs another one-year deal for Roma. I think he's 40.
He's 38.
Yeah, he's 38.
All right, how old is Totti? He's got to be 40.
Probably
he's 38. He's got to be 40. Check that out, Linda.
Linda's looking that up. But anyway, if I were a betting man for the week, Matt Harvey continues to roll. So my Matt Harvey prediction.
39.
Did we not even talk about Matt Harvey?
No, but I've called Matt Harvey 2 weeks in a row. I think Harvey's back on track. I think he's fine. Joe was campaigning to trade him for the last month.
I still think you should trade him.
I still want to trade him.
I still think
now you can trade him for whatever you want again.
Well, we don't have enough time to get into this. I would love to do this next week. Talk about we'll bring ideas.
Yeah.
Trade Matt Harvey for what? That'll be next week.
Okay. Well, if I were a betting man, and we're gonna go to one of these games this week, I think the Mets are gonna lose 2 or 3 from the Pirates.
Okay.
Really?
I think I'm going Tuesday. Are you going Tuesday?
No, I think I'm gonna go Wednesday.
We're gonna save
the date.
Well,
Dylan, if you were a betting man.
I actually have to be
the Mets.
No, I'm gonna stick with the Mets, but I think a sweep of the Pirates. I really do.
They're going to get swept. They're going to sweep the Pirates.
No, we're going to sweep the Pirates.
Pirates are hot right now, man.
I know.
They
you
are
just,
hitting
you
that
just,
ball.
You just saw their rotation. Garrett Cole, I don't think, is pitching that great right now.
He got injured.
Yeah.
He got injured.
The Italian?
Talion. They sent him back down.
Yeah.
Jamison Talion.
Yeah, I think he's a promising
good
career,
yeah,
though.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
going
to go.
There's
I'm
a lot
big
of young arms.
I'm going big this week. I'm going to make a bold prediction. The Ryan Fitzpatrick saga comes to an end. This week.
Dies in a car crash.
And he signs.
He dies in a car crash.
I'm not saying how, but I'm saying the saga ends this week.
Okay.
I think he signs somewhere this week.
All right.
Well, he really can only sign with the Jets.
Well, that's not true.
Not necessarily.
Sean Rooks felt, but...
So we're going to end it like this. We're going to say goodbye to everyone. Thank you for Dylan.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you for doing this for us.
Absolutely.
The stale piece of white bread known as Steve McGrath will be back next week. We'll be back together. And we're going to have a guest host sooner rather than later. And we're going to try to figure some things out. We'll be back and better than ever. This is Point of Order. Check us out on Audioboom.
Taking a pen.
Good night.